this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Russell Wilson. Sometimes there are people in life that are just cool. You know what I mean? And they can do anything and get away with it. The Rock is one of those guys. The Rock is cool. All right? As the late Stuart Scott would say, cool as the other side of the pillow. That's The Rock, bro. He looks cool. He acts cool. Right? He says all kinds of colorful things because he's got this excellent personality, right? Whether you like his movies or you don't, or they're kind of cheesy or whatever, that's fine. But the dude's a good dude overall, and he's just got that it factor, right? And there are some people, they just have that it factor. I know it's because I talk about her all the time. But I think Halle Berry is one of those people that she just has that it factor. She's cool. You know what I mean? May not be the easiest person to be married to, but it seems like when you see her, right, she's in MMA. She's got some personality to her. She's got a little fire to her. She obviously looks amazingly phenomenal. But there are those kind of people that they have that cool factor. And then there are those people that have personality. And, it comes like The Rock, like I said, it's just a natural thing that, Snoop has it. Snoop is cool. Snoop has personality. Snoop can connect with a CEO and he can connect with any other person out there. You know what I mean? He's really smart that way, the way he can be himself and yet still connect with all kinds of people. Some people are like that. Russell Wilson is not like that. Okay? Russell Wilson is a great, great human being. I mean, I could never get to 10% of what Russell Wilson is as a human being. Right? But Russell Wilson has something that's called boring. And there's nothing you can do about it. Tim Duncan was a great dude. He's boring. Tim Tebow, great dude, boring. He tries to be colorful on his Good Morning America stuff and all that, but it's kind of cute. It's not boring. It's cute because it's Tim Tebow. You know, he's kind of like an angel that's stuck down here on Earth or something. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know. You know, it's just like that's Tim Tebow, right? They're just Russell Wilson, the Tim Tebows of the world. They're just like they're blessed. And we look at them and we envy them because they know how to carry themselves in almost every situation to a T. You know, it's just those kind of dudes. But what they don't have is personality. What they don't have is color. What they don't have is a sense of humor. Okay? We want them on our football teams, one in college, the other one at any level. That's Russell, of course. You want them leading because you know they're going to set the right examples off the field. They're going to handle adversity the right way. But when it comes to comedy, when it comes to being colorful, that's where those guys have to kind of check themselves. And Tim Duncan and those kind of guys, they kind of got to stay away from that. So Russell Wilson put out a video yesterday, and I guess he was trying to be funny, trying to be a smart ass, but it really didn't come off that way. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you gotta be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation? question, Russell.
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell them.
Poor Ciara. She had to be locked. Ciara was thrown into that whole thing. I get where he's trying to go. You know what I'm saying? That don't put limitations on anything you can do. I get all of that, but it's just so corny, bro.
Trying too hard, bro.
Yeah. And you're
totally missing it.
But see, here's the thing, Russell. You don't need to try, dude. You don't have to be Mr. Cut. You can't be The Rock. I'm sorry. You'll never be The Rock. But that's all right, dude. You're a monster in your own right as a human being, as a leader, as a football player, as a husband, as a father. You set every other great example out there. Sometimes all of us can't check all the boxes. That's all right. It's very few people check all the boxes. You know, The Rock is one of those guys that seems to check all the boxes. He's got the money, he's got the looks, he's got the personality, he's got the fame. You know, it seems like hell, he even divorces his wife and they're in business together and they get along great with his ex-wife and all that. And he's with somebody else and he was at her wedding and everything. I mean, you know, The Rock even handles divorces the right way. I mean, just some people have it and some people also have it another way. And Russell has to understand, just like Tim Tebow, okay, you guys aren't there to make us laugh. You guys aren't there to entertain us. You guys are there because you're exceptional examples of what human beings should be. That's all. That's all. It's pretty simple. There's a lot of envy. I have a lot of envy for Russell Wilson because I think it's special. People that know how to handle everything pretty much. And he's that guy. And then he's a winner and he's a great football player. And it looks like he's an exceptional husband and a father, all of those things. I mean, the guy just, it's okay. So you're not a funny guy. That's all right. You don't have to try when you're Russell Wilson. You don't have to try when you're Tim. Just be yourself, man. It's pretty damn good, let me tell you. There aren't too many people better than Russell Wilson and Tim Tebow. Just, you know, don't try to be The Rock. That's all I'm saying. You can't be. Most of us can't be, by the way. Can't be The Rock.
You know what? I can remember him and the two of them being on the red carpet prior to the ESPN.
Right.
And they came across great. It was ad-libbed, you know, on the spot, nothing scripted. This scripted thing. Horrible.
Yeah, it just.
But that day on the red carpet, man, they were really cool.
Yeah,
you know, it
yeah,
was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson is a
don't
stud,
script
dude.
Stuff, Russ. Yeah, just be you, bro.
Just be him. He's as perfect as it gets, bro. Russell Wilson is a stud, man. He doesn't need to try to be funny because he can't be funny. That's not his thing. Just be Russell. Russell Wilson is super cool in his own way. That's all. That's what he's got to understand, that who he is already cool. He's just never going to be The Rock, unfortunately.